Okay, so it's been about a year since the NVIDIA Jetson Orin Nano Super was released. Now, what's happened in that year? Have things gone to stagnation? Or is development still happening? Is that board a kind of a piece of history? Or is it still something that's viable to use today? That's what I want to look at in this video. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, so let's get into this. The NVIDIA Jetson Orin Nano Developer Kit Super. And now we're 1 year later. I've been using it for a year. What is actually going on? So actually, this is my third video on the Jetson Orin Nano. The Jetson Orin Nano was originally announced in 2023, and yet the Super version came out in 2025. And now here we are in 2026, and I'm on my third video about this board. So cutting straight to the chase, getting to my point, my 1 year later take on the Jetson Orin Nano is longevity. So here's the thumbnail for my original video that I did in 2023. And in that video, I covered Doom 3 because that's open source. I was able to compile it and run it on that board. I did an overview of the Jetson family, I did an overview of the Jetson Orin Nano module, relative performance of the different Jetson modules, and I did a demo of the PeopleNet Transfer AI model. So I'm not going to be repeating any of that stuff. And then in my 2025 video, I basically had two of these boards now, and I was able to link them together as a LLM AI cluster. So I'm not going to cover any of that again. That's all available in those previous videos. Now, the Super version came out in 2025. And what was the big announcement? Well, first, it came down in price, now $249 down from $599. So that's a big difference. Half price, obviously, it's a big difference. And the question is it still that price? Or is it a rare thing and there are scalpers and con artists and scams? And well, I did a quick look around. Yes, there were a few sites that said out of stock, but I found two or three sites quite quickly that would sell me one of these boards for basically that price, maybe $10 more here in Europe. So from my point of view, it's still available and it's not at ridiculously high a price. It's maintained that basically that RRP. And along the way of this Super, we got lots of upgrades, so 40 tops to 67 tops, 68 gigabytes a second to 102 gigabytes a second memory bandwidth. That's very important for AI, and which then led to a 1.7x generative AI model performance gain. And basically, all Jetson Orin Nano developer kits, even the one I got from 2023, were able to benefit from this because this was a software update. And this is really part of what I'm talking about even today. NVIDIA worked to make the 2023 model have all of these gains in 2025, and basically it hasn't stopped. It's still developing and releasing updates and so on, and we'll cover more of that in a minute. So longevity is my point here. Before I continue, I want to thank Roboco for sponsoring this video with their Panini case for the NVIDIA Jetson Orin Nano. The Panini is a well-designed enclosure with good ventilation and a built-in OLED display. One thing I really appreciate is how easy it is to assemble. No screwdriver needed. Undo the two screws and pull the leather handle to open the case. Remove the board holder and then slide in the board. The only part where you need to take care is connecting up the OLED display. However, the instructions are super clear and easy to follow. Talking of the OLED display, it really is a standout feature. It isn't just decorative, it's fully programmable over I2C, and you can display whatever you want, including real-time system information like CPU usage, GPU load, memory, and temperatures. If you're running headless, this is incredibly useful. You can glance at the device and immediately know what it's doing. Roboco has some code on their website demonstrating how to program the OLED display to show some basic system info. I took this one step further to show several pages of information in rotation, including the top processes sorted by CPU usage. You can find the code in my GitHub repository. There are even a couple of Easter eggs. As you know, the SSD on the Jetson Orin Nano is at the bottom of the board. Don't worry, the Panini case has your back. There's an extra door so you can access the SSD without having to remove the board from the case. I like that kind of attention to detail. Between the solid enclosure, good airflow, clean desktop footprint, and that OLED display, the Panini case feels designed by people who actually use the Jetson board day to day. It's ideal if you're running long-term AI workloads, building robotics or vision projects, or just want your Orin Nano setup to look and feel more professional. For more information, check out the link in the description. Just a reminder, it's got 6 64-bit ARM Cortex A78 cores. It's got that 1024 NVIDIA Ampere architecture GPU. It's got 8 gigabytes of RAM. And this new model has got this 25-watt mode. And that's one of the secret things about this Jetson Orin Nano board. And in fact, all of the Jetson modules, you can put them in different power modes. So if power is important, you're running off a battery, let's say, then you're more interested in, you know, functionality, then you can tweak it down. If you're more interested in performance, then you can push it up. So you choose what you want, power efficiency versus, performance. Now, where we are today is here. We've got Jetpack 6.2.1, and that's been released in June 2025. So again, going back to the fact this is 2023, here we are in June 2025, and they're still releasing new versions of Jetpack 6. That gives you a 5.5 kernel series and Ubuntu 22.04, which of course is a long-term support. And if you go there today and you do an update in Ubuntu, you're going to get all of the updates, all of the software that's changed, you know, including Firefox and all of the different services, because it's part of Ubuntu. It's a first-class citizen. It gets built for ARM64, and that gets rolled into what we get for the Jetson board. So you get all the updates that have been coming through, just the normal Ubuntu updates, and that's even, you know, true to this day. And of course, in the future, we're going to get Jetpack 6.2.2, so that's coming some point this year. So you can see Jetpack the 6 series is still being maintained. Bug fixes. But here's the point. Soon, we're going to get Jetpack 7.2, which supports the Jetson Orin series, including the Jetson Orin Nano. Now, you've already got Jetpack 7 for the Jetson AGX Thor development kit and those modules. I've got a video about that here on this channel. And it's going to come to the Jetson Orin series. So we're going to get kernel 6.8, and we get Ubuntu 24.04. So that's another 5 years of updates from the Ubuntu side of things. And I'm sure, of course, there will be updates from the Jetpack side of things. So this is what I'm trying to say. This board didn't just come out. Here it is, $249. Pretty good, but forget it. This is still being updated. And, you know, we're getting a major upgrade from, you know, to the new version, Jetpack 6, Jetpack 7, Ubuntu 22.04 to 24.04. These are all still valid for this board. And also it means the developers get a chance to tweak and use this board because it's still a live ecosystem. So Olama, I tested it in January of 2025, running Llama 3.2, a 3 billion parameter large language model, 2 gigabytes in size. And it's now 10% faster. When I tested it, it was 20.5 tokens a second. It's now 22.5 tokens. And why? Because obviously Olama's been improving. They've been making changes to that. And the developers are able to roll those into this. And you just install it directly. There's no, don't need a special version. Don't need a hacked version. You just go and install Olama and it just runs and you get a performance increase. And the last thing I want to talk about is that this is still a good option for single board computers or edge AI. What I mean by that, if we look at the Raspberry Pi 5 and you run Gemma 3, 4 billion parameters on it, you can get 3.5 tokens a second. If you think you go and buy yourself a second-hand PC, $50, $100, whatever, and I picked a fourth generation i3 here, because that's what I had here, then you're going to get 5 tokens a second. If you've got a really, really slow machine, like a Celeron J4125, then you're going to get 1.5 tokens a second. But look at this here. The Jetson Orin Nano gives you 12 tokens a second. So, you know, multiple times better than the other options. And why is that? Because you've got that built-in NVIDIA 1024 NVIDIA GPU, and that gets used. When you run this, it will use that GPU, which means you're getting the better performance. And for $249, including an M2 slot for an NVMe drive, 8 gigs of RAM, that CPU-GPU combination, $249, you can't go wrong. Okay, so there you have it, the Jetson Orin Nano, still a viable board, and it looks like support is going to continue into the future. Love to hear your thoughts on this board. Do you have one? Do you want to get one? Do let me know in the comments below. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, and I really hope you did, please do give it a thumbs up. If you enjoy this channel, I recommend that you subscribe. And if you want to support the channel, then please go ahead and join with one of the memberships. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.